Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
When it comes to retirement planning, one of the most important components is generating income to last you through retirement. On today's show, how you can do this despite challenging economic conditions, it all starts right now.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. This is Financial Safari. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Joining me today is Derek Hewitt, with more than 10 years, born and raised right here in Maine. He is a fiduciary independent, part of the team at Northern Alliance Financial and NAFinancialAdvisors.com. Hey, Derek, what's going on?
Hey, Steve. I'm good. How are you?
Very, very well, thanks. And lots of stuff going on here. And we're going to dig in. We've got some great audio clips this time. And we talk about, you talk about one of the most important components is income. And boy, isn't that the truth? We talk about it every week. And it's just a matter of making sure that we can generate that income based on what we have.
Yeah, it's making sure we have that income, replacing their working income, and obviously making sure they don't run out of money. That's probably the biggest concern. And, how do you do it? How much income do you take out, so it does last? And how do you prepare for, what happened last year or in 2008? So there's a lot of things that come into play, but income is probably one of the most important things.
So what we're going to do is give you a little perspective and give the listeners, I guess, a little perspective on how the pundits see things. We'll start with Campbell Harvey. He's professor of finance at Duke University. He was on Squawk Box talking about the Fed's inflation fight and gives some historical context to offer perspective regarding the economic forecast for the year ahead. Let's listen.
Recession at this point is a self-inflicted wound. If you look at what's happening, the tightening is very severe, and it's not just a short rate going up so quickly. It's the long rate too. Uninversions happened before recessions, the last four recessions. But in this particular episode, the long rate has gone up, and the long rate is very damaging. It increases the cost of capital, makes it difficult for businesses to invest. It craters the housing market with mortgages at 8%. This causes implications. And indeed, our financial system, so our banks, are taking a hit right now. All of this points to weakness in 2024.
All right. Those are his thoughts. Campbell Harvey, professor at Duke. The uninversion, that was new to me. What do you think?
Well, I think what it all comes back to is, a lot of the banks, we dealt with this not too long ago with the banking fiasco, are taking on, some of them are taking on some unrealized losses. And that's what's happening is the treasuries, he's talking about the longer rates. So, the 30-year treasury, the banks that invested a little bit heavier in the, long-term treasuries a while back, it's a negative effect now when the yields are starting to go up because it means the cost of their holdings are going down. And so a lot of banks right now are holding a lot of unrealized losses, and they're unrealized because they haven't had to sell them yet. But then, that situation with the banking fiasco not too long ago, they were in a situation where they had a run up on depositors, wanted to take money out, and they had to sell it at a loss. So, those are some of the things that are coming into play because of that Fed's raising up these rates so high. It's not a great thing. You can get some good CD rates right now, but there's a lot of negatives to it too.
Sure. And so again, let's get a different viewpoint from Jeremy Siegel. He's professor emeritus of finance, University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School of Business. Talking about the latest market trends, rising treasury yields and more, just what you were talking about there.
I was looking at the debt. We're 10% off the low. We just entered correction territory for the S&P. We did it a few days earlier for NASDAQ. We're 15% off of that October low of last year. And I went back 50 years, and if that October low holds, which I very strongly believe that it will, returns in the market over the next 1, 2, 5, 10 years are very, very good. In other words, if you can invest 15% off of a bear market low, which is what we had a year ago, your subsequent returns have exceeded the market by quite a margin.
So he seems pretty optimistic about things.
Yeah, I agree with him, and I feel the same way. I've had, you know, with some of this, the volatility we had recently, you know, certainly I've had my share of, you know, fair share of clients calling in asking, you know, what's going on, what should we do? And, you know, one of the things I have to kind of remind them is that the average, if we look at the S&P, the average drawdown in the S&P, so this is from what we call peak to trough, from the highest point to the lowest point, it's about 14%. And, you know, the S&P is down, you know, roughly 10 or 11%, a little bit less now with the, you know, the gains we've had in the market. But still, we still have in an average year, another 4% to go for it to be another average year. So you sort of have to remind, you know, people, you know, the losses are happening up front real quick, but there were some gains at the beginning. So it all evens out in some years. And sometimes people just get over inundated with, you know, the news, you know, kind of talking about, oh, this is the worst week in the S&P or the Dow. And, you know, yes, it may not have been a great week, but when you look at the year, things aren't as bad as they look. And, you know, as we go into this end of the year, you know, I do agree. I think that, you know, I think we could see a good little market rally. But of course, you know, there's always the what ifs, right? And there's these things that can happen. So, you know, we have to plan accordingly still.
Well, and again, I was just reading some pundit was saying that, well, the Santa rally has already begun. I mean, I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, I think that may be the case. I mean, we certainly, you know, had a good run the other week. And so I'm thinking so. And the market looks like it's going to close up a little bit today. So, yeah, you know, I mean, I'm looking forward to the rest of the year. I think it's a much better year than we had the other year, last year. Mm-hmm. You know, so when you compare the two, I mean, we're doing much better. And, you know, inflation's starting to go down slowly but surely. And that's a good thing. So, I think we could possibly be in there. But I know that I have high expectations and I think things are going to go good for the end of the year. I hope.
All right. I do, too. I think 833-856-1384 is the number you can call, folks, if you want to get a head start. And so we're talking about income in retirement, just how important it is. There's still got to be some risk involved. And so for that, we're going to turn to Jim Cramer. He's going to round things out by talking about the outlook for the emotional investor out there. I think this is interesting.
I'm always telling you that nobody ever made a dime panicking. Because the market does a very poor job of taking care of sellers who want to exit all at once. In fact, sellers who exit en masse get hurt.
The house of pain.
Much worse than buyers who try to come in at the same time. Just like a rout at a stadium, if everyone tries to leave all at once, well, you know what happens. The asymmetry is well known to professional money managers, although that might surprise you, given how often these guys come on our air to foment panic. Hey, what's that about? I also like to remind you that even in the ugliest environments, good things can happen. And that's why it's important to know your stocks and know your companies. Otherwise, I know you're going to get swept away by your emotions because that's the way people are. And if you let other people sway your emotions by their actions, you tend to sell at the bottom.
Not what you should be doing, is it, Derek?
No. And it's that's a lot of what we do is remind folks, you know, that, you know, this is probably not the best time to start moving, you know, things out of, you know, the risk that they have. Because we've sort of already planned for this sort of thing in the future. And we have, you know, different buckets that I call, you know, and we have a safety bucket. So we've already sort of planned for these sort of things happening and understand that there is a little bit more risk in this bucket, but that's okay because we have this other bucket that's safe. And so when you put the two together, you know, things aren't as bad as they look.
Right. And I thought it was interesting. He said, even in the ugliest environments, good things can happen. And that's what we have to be aware of. That's what we have to watch out for, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's true. And, you know, the thing is, when a lot of times when stocks go down like they had, they were a little bit, they were overinflated. The numbers were a little bit high. And so you're getting good quality companies at a much better price now. I mean, Meta is a good example. Meta was, it took a huge hit last year and it has done incredibly well this year. And so if you got in last year, you did quite well with it. So, and this is the case with a lot of stocks.
So how do you reassure folks? I mean, they're in the market, that's part of their plan, and that's how it should be. And but how do you sort of keep things calm? How do you keep them calm?
Well, you have to remind them, you know, really go back to the basics, go back to the beginning and remind them what we talked about, you know, what their risk assessment says, what they are finding is an acceptable amount of loss that they can take, and remind them, you know, it's like I told you just a little while ago, you know, the S&P average, you know, drawdown's 14%, and, you know, it's only down roughly 10%. So, you know, this is just an average year. This is certainly nothing that's, to be overly concerned about when you have a month that didn't do well. Because like I said, I mean, when you look at the year as a whole, it's not nearly that bad.
That's what we have to remember, too, is you've got to pull back and take a look at the big picture, not a week or a month even.
Yeah. Yeah. The advice I give to clients often is, you know, you really don't need to look at your accounts every single day or even week. I mean, look at it once or twice a month and you know, get rid of that roller coaster ride. Because if you're, it depends on the type of person you are. You know, if you're somebody that gets very worried easily, then looking at it every day is just going to drive you nuts, because you could see considerable volatility only to find out that you're up a little bit at the end of the month. And so you're on that whole roller coaster ride when there was really no need to, you know, get yourself all stressed out.
That makes perfect sense. Derek, we're up against the clock. Let's go ahead and invite folks to call, and we will continue our conversation right after that.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey, that's why we give you the opportunity, folks, to review your individual circumstances at no cost, no obligation. You can find out how much risk you're taking. Are there any red flags that might be a potential problem for you down the line? Do you really know how much you're paying in fees or commissions? Derek can help find out for you. How about tax liabilities? And of course, a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefits. Take advantage of this opportunity right now. It's complimentary. 833-856-1384. Reserve your spot now. 833-856-1384. A quick break for us, but we are coming back. We've got lots more to talk about on Financial Safari with Derek Hewitt.
How do you plan to withdraw your retirement income? Where do you plan to take it from? In what order? You could lose thousands upon thousands of dollars should you withdraw retirement income in the wrong order. Coming up, retirement, win, lose, or withdraw is next.
How's the market doing?
It's fine.
How's the market doing now?
The same as it was 5 seconds ago.
Stop worrying about market volatility. A good retirement plan will keep you from panicking. Get that solid retirement plan with lifetime income and protection from retirement pitfalls. Call Lance Gilman at Northern Alliance Financial, 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384.
Back on Financial Safari, I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Derek Hewitt is here. Derek is with Northern Alliance Financial, where he has been for, well, you've got more than 10 years in this business helping folks get through. You're an independent, you're fiduciary, as is the whole firm at Northern Alliance Financial. You guys are really, a one-stop shop, for lack of a concise way to describe what you guys do. I mean, you do it all.
Yeah, you know, we consider ourselves a holistic firm, and we have a holistic approach. And what I mean by that is, you know, of course, obviously a major part of what we do is managing investments, but that's not all we do. And we need to know much more in order to properly, you know, advise folks on how they should be managing or how we should be managing their investments. And, you know, what that means is looking at Medicare, long-term care, estate planning, looking at taxes, looking at their budget. You know, there's a lot of things that comes into play. And so when we're talking about estate planning, I'm certainly not going to be recommending or putting together a trust for somebody, but I'm going to recommend somebody that can do that. Sure. And help them. And the same with Medicare. And so, you know, and we really need to, because, you know, going into retirement, I say this often, it's like a puzzle piece. You know, there's all these pieces that need to fit together: estate planning, Medicare, you know, income in retirement, you know, your investments, whatever it may be. And, you know, we can certainly help out with as much as we can, but the ones that we can't do specifically, we're going to send you to somebody that can. And that way we can make sure that puzzle piece fits together well and, you know, retirement goes much smoother for you.
Absolutely. 833-856-1384 is the number. And so, you know, you posed a bunch of questions up there about where do you take them from, in what order do you do it? That really becomes sort of the art that you do when you put a plan together. Is that fair?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, everybody's situation is different. So it's not a one-stop shop, right? And it really is so much different for everybody. And so you really have to take the big picture into consideration. And it's, you know, we get all that information when we sit down and talk to them and through multiple appointments. And from that, yeah, we start to put together a plan.
Well, okay, we're talking win, lose, draw. So this could be a losing situation, withdrawing from your retirement accounts prior to your investments. What do we think? Define that for us.
Yeah, well, you know, going from your retirement accounts, all your pre-tax accounts, so going into your investments is probably going to make more sense while you are still working or in your working years, because, you know, really what's going to happen is, you know, those retirement accounts none of them have been taxed yet. So when you go into your retirement and you don't have as much income, you're going to be taxed at a lower rate most likely. And so you're better off taking from those retirement accounts at that time than when early on, when you don't really need to. You know, you can take it from, you know, one of your other investments and, you know, probably be on a much lower tax rate anyway.
So when we talk about win, lose, or withdraw, we talk about Social Security. When do you claim? And, you know, we can claim as early as 62. We can wait until we're 70. But like you just said, everybody's different. Sometimes it might make sense to claim at 62. Other times, not so much.
Yeah, you know, I mean, one of the things that's important is if you need the money, you need the money, right? I mean, so sometimes is a situation where there really is no other choice, and that does happen. And if that's the case, then you need to start collecting. But, you know, there are a lot of other options. I mean, 62, you start collecting at that point, you're going to get about a 30% reduction on your full your full Social Security amount. And, you know, if you don't need to take it at that point, then don't. The other thing that's important is that before your full retirement age, which for most people is going to be, you know, around 67, if you start taking before your full retirement age, you're going to be subject to an earnings test. And, you know, what that means basically is, let's say you're someone that's working full time, making, you know, $50,000 a year. Well, for every $2 over the $21,000, I believe, earnings test limit that Social Security has provided, for every $2 over, you get a dollar reduction in your benefits. So not only do you get that, you know, roughly 30% reduction from your full benefit, but you also get that earnings test reduction too, which can really kind of tack on pretty quickly. And, you know, if you don't need to take it, then why do it, right?
I mean, right.
But then what do you do, right? And so that's what we do with folks. We'll do a Social Security planning report. And we'll look at some different options. And there's no perfect plan because we don't know when you're no longer going to be here. But we're going to try to plan the best we can by using this report and the tools that we have. And then we go over that with clients.
Sure. I mean, again, that whole Social Security claiming strategy, there are so many rules involved in claiming Social Security. And if you're a couple and there's any age difference, holy cow, then there's even more options to file a claim.
There is. And, you know, the other thing you have to keep in mind, too, is you do get that 8% increase for every year after your full retirement age. So, you know, for someone at 67, you know, every year after, you get about an 8% increase in your Social Security benefit. And that may make sense for some people, because if you are a spouse that has a significantly younger spouse and your benefit is much bigger, you know that younger spouse is going to eventually take that benefit over. The survivorship benefit just becomes the biggest benefit between you two. That's what stays. And so if you're older and you want to get that survivorship benefit bigger because yours is already bigger, then, you know, that's not a bad idea. But the other end too is if you start, you know, you miss out on some of the income through those years from 67 to 70, and the year where you actually have more money from holding off till 70 is roughly 81 years old. So for some people, at that point, they're really not as active anyway, and they're kind of not in their, you know, go-go years anymore. You know, really, you're sort of, as you're early in retirement, your go-go years, and it kind of goes to the slow-go years. And then, you know, I would say in your 80s, it's closer to the no-go years. You're not going to be that active, and maybe you don't need the money as much then. So everybody's situation, like I said, is different, but we talk about it.
Yeah. Well, again, that's the important thing, is that you discuss it. And when we're looking at our retirement accounts, whether it's a 401k or an IRA, taking money from there before RMDs are due, is that a good thing, or is that just depends?
I think it just depends. It really does, because you know, they've extended the RMD. You know, it's 73 and it is going to go up to 75, the required minimum distribution age. And that can be a good thing, but that also can be a bad thing, because if you hold off until that day and you're required to take out a certain amount of money, that amount of money could push you into a higher bracket for your Part B Medicare premium, could mess with your taxes. So it's a good option to have, to know that you don't necessarily have to take from them, but it's not always the right option, you know, and so it just takes a conversation and a look at really the specifics to figure out really what would make the most sense. And that's, like I said, that's what we would do.
We want to leave the Roth IRA for as long as possible before we actually start taking money from that.
Yeah, though, absolutely. And the other thing too is, let's just say you have to take out, I don't know, whatever it may be, you had some sort of emergency, you had to get a new roof or something even more severe. It's good to have that bucket to take from and know that that's not going to increase your taxable situation. So if you need to take out a larger sum of money, and we look at, you know, what your income is going to be for the year, even if it's early on, instead of pushing you into a completely higher bracket, we take a little bit from that Roth. So it's just good to have that tool to work with at any point in time.
Oh, wow. Okay. So there are different strategies about when you should tap some of that and leave it or leave it.
Sure. It's just good to have that option available at any time. Now,
absolutely.
Should you take it early? Most likely not, but there might be a situation where it might make sense to take a little bit from that earlier on. So like I said, it's just good to have that tool there to use at any time.
So with a 401k or an IRA, we can actually do Roth conversions as long as we're paying the taxes. And sometimes that makes sense and sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, you know, Roth conversions are certainly a topic that comes up quite often with clients and even potential clients coming in. And the premise is great because, you know, a Roth is such a good place to park your money because of the fact that you're obviously not going to have to pay any more taxes on the earnings. That's great, you know, because that can add up to quite a bit of tax savings in the future. But what happens is, you know, with the Roth conversions is, you know, you want to be careful. You start to do Roth conversions when you're in a higher income bracket, that doesn't necessarily make the most sense because, you know, if you're in, let's just say you're in like a 32% bracket and you know in retirement you're going to be down closer to 12, well, yeah, taxes are going to go up in the future and that 12 could be 15, but it's still going to be much lower than where you are now. So it's always a case by case situation when we talk about these things.
Sure. Well, folks, if we piqued your interest on any of the topics that we've covered here in this segment, please give us a call. In fact, let's go ahead and open up the phone lines right now.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey, that sounds fantastic. Hey, folks, this is a chance for you to sit down, get that financial roadmap put together once and for all. Let them take a look and do a deep dive into your personal, practical financial review. 833-856-1384. You'll get that comprehensive financial review just described, plus all the extras that go along with it. And more importantly, you're going to walk out with a roadmap that can help get you to where you need to be when it comes to retirement. So in short, you've got nothing to lose. Call right away, 833-856-1384. That's 833-856-1384. A quick break and we're back with more here on Financial Safari with Derek Hewitt.
Planning for income in retirement is one key to success. How do we begin and what do we do first? When we come back, we'll outline the questions to ask and answer as you begin that all-important retirement and income plan. Stick around.
is such a blow to investors.
You know what? Right now, breaking news in your stocks all around the world.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets and Wall Street money traps. If you're unsure, worried, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Call Lance Gilman and the team at Northern Alliance Financial at 833-856-1384. Again, that's 833-856-1384.
We are back on Financial Safari. Derek Hewitt is here. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall, and Northern Alliance Financial is the company. If you'd like to learn a little bit more about them, nafinancialadvisors.com, that is the website. And on that website, Derek, you're going to be able to find out not only about the company, what Northern Alliance is, who you are, who, you know, where you came from, but also it's a chance to really find out about those seminars that you guys are doing from one end of the state to the other.
Yeah, you know, it's obviously a chance to find out more about us. We have a lot of our TV shows that are posted there as well, so folks can get a chance to see, you know, and hear us a little bit more. The other thing is, the workshops. We're always, you know, ramping those up around this time of year. And then as we get into the winter and the spring, you get pretty busy as well. And we try to cover the entire state of Maine, so we've got them all over the place. And the best way to find out is to either go to the website or even give our office a call, and they'll let you know what we have coming up in your area and get you registered. And I mean, I love the workshops. It's education is a big piece of what we do, and that's really the cornerstone, really, to what we do. And you know, the education piece is important, and these workshops are invaluable. We are updating them constantly. We're trying to get up to date and valuable information that you can use. And we have guest speakers, you know, we'll have estate planning speakers come and speak at some of them. So we do a lot to try to put on a good educational seminar. And I think if they're coming up in your area and you're not sure, just give us a call and, you know, we can certainly, you know, get you registered.
833-856-1384 is the number. And we've been talking a lot about income, and this is so planning for retirement income. It's not really rocket science, I guess, but it can be complicated. But let's go down a list of questions that you may have that you maybe want to talk to your advisor about. And so when do you and your spouse claim Social Security benefits if you haven't already? We just said it's a big decision.
It is. And, you know, we want to look at, obviously, what your income is and what your income is going to be in retirement. And, I mean, the most important thing is if you really don't need it right now and you're under your full retirement age. So if you're under, let's say your full retirement age is 67 and you're younger than that and you don't need it, don't claim it. Now, when you are your full retirement age, that's a little bit different. You're no longer going to be subject to the earnings test that Social Security puts out there. So, you know, at that point, sometimes it might make sense because, you know, the Social Security office would love for everybody to hold off till 70. I mean, that's obviously they're incentivizing you for a reason. It's just a lot of numbers. If everyone holds off till 70, there's a lot of people that won't make it till their break-even age of 81 or so. So that'll sort of fund it for the others. But for a lot of people, you know, just taking it at your full retirement age, 67, even if you don't need it, you can find other uses for it. And so it really just depends. It depends on the difference in ages between the spouse. Depends on your budget, your expenses. And, you know, those are all things that we take into consideration. But it all starts with doing the Social Security planning report, which is something that we do for all of our potential clients and clients. And then we take it from there.
How do we handle legacy right now? I mean, it's with the Secure Act 1 and 2, you know, it did sort of change things in terms of the stretch IRA. How do we pass on that generational wealth?
Well, you know, there are different ways to do that. Sometimes it makes sense to start to slowly take the money out and put it into a Roth chassis just to lower the taxes for your beneficiaries in the future, or just taking it out of that pre-tax and putting it into something else. There are actually products out there. There are legacy annuities out there that we've used quite often, which give you substantial bonuses. Knowing that, you know, if it's not something you need to take out and you don't take it out, it can sit there and grow significantly with no market risk. And when you add the bonuses into there, you can see a fairly sizable increase in that sum of money that you put in that account through that legacy annuity. And that becomes a pretty big legacy to leave, you know, to your beneficiaries. So, and that's just one of the tools that we would use.
Sure. And what about dividend paying stocks? Is that something we should talk to you about?
Yeah, I mean, well, it's certainly something we utilize, and it's always important because, you know, what's your yield and what are you going to be getting from your investments is an important piece, and it's obviously more important as you get into retirement because that can help with creating that income. So sure. Yeah, it's certainly something that we do and utilize.
So, you know, I've been in this house for 30 years. I've got a ton of equity. What do I do with it? Anything?
Yeah, well, you know, with a house, having equity in your house, you know, sometimes it makes sense to get a, take a loan out against the house or a home equity loan, even if you don't need to use it. Take advantage when the rates were lower. Take advantage of that. You have that equity loan to tap into. I have a lot of clients that do. I mean, obviously the rates are a little bit higher now, but when they were lower, I mean, I have folks that have home equity loans that they have not used yet, but they have access to considerable amount of money. So that will help in the case of, you know, needing to get a new roof or needing to remodel or do whatever it may need to be done. It gives it another tool to take from. So, you know, that's certainly one thing. Then there's also reverse mortgages. You know, I'm not always the biggest fan of reverse mortgages, but I'll have to admit that they have changed over the years. And so, I mean, there may be some out there that are good, but it's one of those things where you really have to do your homework and make sure it makes sense for you, you know, and kind of do a pros and cons when it comes to that.
Yeah, that's a case-by-case basis, isn't it?
Sure, absolutely.
I mean, there's no blanket answer.
A lot of times I don't. There isn't. And it's like anything else. There are good products and bad products out there.
Sure.
You certainly don't want to get wrapped up in something that's not good for you.
And then long-term care, a discussion that we don't really want to have, but we need to have, especially now.
Yeah, long-term care is probably, I would say, running out of money and long-term care are probably the two biggest concerns when I have folks coming in. And, you know, and for good reason. Long-term care is just one of those things that is obviously getting more expensive every day, and it always has been, and it already was expensive. Obviously, inflation just added to it.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, there's always a good chance someone's going to end up there. You know, if you have a couple coming in, you know, I don't know exactly the specific numbers as far as the percentage, but I know it's pretty high that one of them are going to end up in a long-term care facility at some point. And so what do, right? Because once they go into a long-term care, that starts to drain down the assets. And you want to make sure that you have your other spouse protected. So there are ways to, you know, sort of combat that or plan for that. And one of the ways you can do that, obviously, is through long-term care insurance. Now, the problem with long-term care insurance is that it has gone up in price. And, you know, the plans now that are still in the business, they've learned from previous mistakes because, you know, 15 years ago, these plans were much cheaper. They weren't priced correctly. They assumed a certain amount of people would lapse on the policies and just not pay them anymore. So that was priced into their pricing. And they were completely wrong about it. And so some companies went out of business and the other ones that are around plan on staying around. And so some of the, you know, sort of things that they've done to fix that is they've obviously prices are more expensive. And it's like you got to jump through hoops to get approved. Then even if you get a certain price that you can sort of budget, they do raise the rates. They can't raise them on you specifically, but they'll do what's called block rating, and they do. So, you know, that's one of the things when I have people coming in, a lot of times they're, you know, 55 plus. We have people coming in a lot of times that are retired or getting ready to retire. So at that point, sometimes long-term care insurance isn't the best option. But one of the options I'll usually always recommend is sitting down with an estate planning attorney and really looking at how to protect your assets that way. Because it doesn't matter how healthy or unhealthy you are at that point, you can sit down and put a plan together. There's about a 5-year look back here in Maine. So, you know, you want to get that done sooner than later, but we'll usually recommend you sit down with an estate planning attorney, and we're happy to recommend one that, you know, one that we work with in your area.
Okay. And again, you've got good relationships with a number of them. So, and like you said, they often will be an estate planning attorney at some of the seminars that you offer.
Yeah. And that on those seminars, they actually have an opportunity to fill out something to sit down with the estate planning attorney right there and then. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So we do include that.
Yeah. What a great bonus that is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I mean, because it all comes into play. I say us, estate planning attorney and accountants. So there's a lot of overlap. And sometimes people are confused at who to ask what. Right.
Right.
You know, I sometimes get questions and I have to tell them that that's not really sort of my area. That's estate planning and vice versa. So it's good to have relationships with accountants and estate planning attorneys that you trust. And, you know, we have certainly built those relationships and we're happy to give that information to, you know, to potential clients or clients.
Well, to me, the takeaway really from this segment and really the others today as well is it's all about the income and that cash flow that, you know, remains a central part of any good, solid retirement plan.
Yeah, you know, income is very important. I think that's something that really gets people feeling a little bit uneasy about retiring is, you know, I'm giving up this working income. Now what do I do?
Right.
And, you know, a lot of time, and I understand because, you know, it's not something that they had to worry about before. And so, you know, we'll sit down and look through and put down an income plan for them. And a lot of times, you know, we're able to put something together that they're pretty happy with. And I mean, it's, you know, you just have to explain to them now it's time to use that, you know, those assets to, you know, for that income. This is what they're there for. And, you know, it sort of is a science though, because I mean, you want to make sure you don't run out of money. Like I said, obviously nobody wants to run out of money. And so you have to make sure you have that income rate at a good amount that it's going to last. And the other thing is you got to I mean, those variables, those things that those what ifs, you've got to take that into consideration. You got to plan for that. So, yeah, that's something that we specialize in. We specialize in working with folks that are retired or getting ready to retire. So they're in the distribution phase or are about to approach the distribution phase of their life. And so that's something I think that we are very knowledgeable and can help with.
Right. Well, and again, all about the income, folks. It's a phone call away. Let's go ahead and invite folks to call right now. And there's still some spots on the calendar.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey, folks, there's no cost, there's no obligation for you to get a better handle on your financial situation. Now, you can find out what your investments are really costing you. Are there high fees or other commissions that you can't see? Well, Derek and the team can do a deep dive and find out. Tax implications? Yes. And how you can securely generate income once you do move into retirement? You can find out by calling us 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384. One more quick break. We're coming back. We've got lots more to talk about on Financial Safari right here with Derek Hewitt.
Okay. Well, when we come back, it's time for questions from listeners. All that and more right after this.
In life, there are defining moments.
You may kiss the bride.
You got the job, buddy!
Retirement is one of those standout, exhilarating times.
Carpe diem. Seize the day.
Meet at no cost with our local independent team who are here to help coach you along this journey. Call Lance Gilman, 833-856-1384. That's 833-856-1384.
We are back on Financial Safari. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Derek Hewitt is here. Derek is a part of Northern Alliance Financial. He is an independent fiduciary advisor, as is the whole firm. And again, with more than 10 years helping folks, you've seen a lot of changes over 10 years, huh, Derek?
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll probably see a lot more over the next 10. You know, it's just the way it is, right? And
it's
I have to explain to folks, you know, because there's always this, you know, listen, the stocks, bonds, everything is affected all over the world. There's things that are happening that affects, you know, their investments. And I have to explain, you know, we were talking about Ukraine and that whole situation last year. And, you know, I had to say, there's always going to be a Ukraine or a COVID. There's going to be something out there that we have to, you know, account for that's going to happen. And it's always going to, you know, it to be something different. It'll be something we never thought would happen. But, you know, if you look past, you know, over the years, even 10, 20, 30 years, it's just been a lot of stuff happening. And, you know, that's why the old saying, you know, don't put all your eggs in one basket holds true. That way you're not as affected significantly. If you have all your eggs in a basket that's affected by a major, you know, a major situation happening, you know, in the United States or in another country.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, that makes sense. 833-856-1384. We'll jump into a couple of questions here. Josie's up first in Biddeford, says, I'm 49 years old. I made $300,000 last year. I only have $506,000 in my retirement plan at work. My partner is on disability, doesn't have a job, and does not have a 401k plan. I wanted to open a Roth, but I'm not sure if I qualify. What options do I have to save more money for retirement? I like how she's thinking.
I do. First off, Josie, congratulations, because you know that income is a good income. $300,000 last year is nothing to balk at. That's a pretty substantial income at 49. And the retirement's nothing to balk at either. $506,000 at 49 years old. You've got plenty of time left, and that's a good starting point right there. So it's good that she's looking to see how she can maximize. And you know, unfortunately, you know, opening up a traditional Roth is probably going to be out of the picture, Josie. Because there are income limits with your Roth account. It doesn't mean you can't put money in a Roth, but you can't open up a traditional Roth and just make your contributions that way. And reason being is that, you know, basically if you have or your combined income is over $228,000, you're not eligible to do that. But that doesn't mean you can't get money into a Roth. There are other ways to do that through a conversion, which I don't necessarily think that would be the best way, because at your income level, your taxable situation is already pretty high. And that conversion is going to cause you to pay the taxes all up front. And that's going to push you up quite high. So your situation wouldn't make sense that way. But the other thing you could look at is like a backdoor Roth through a traditional IRA. With a traditional IRA, you know, Josie, you could still contribute. You're not going to be able to take the deduction. So you could contribute $6,500. You unfortunately have access to a retirement plan, which not unfortunately, it's a good thing you do, but you have access to a retirement plan. And because you have access to a retirement plan and your income is over $132,000, you know, combined, then you are not able to take the deduction. But that doesn't mean you can't put money in. So you can put the $6,500 in. You're going to pay the taxes on that, but then you can go ahead and transfer that into a Roth account. So that's a way to get around the traditional, you know, that Roth contribution, you know, income limit. And that would probably be the best avenue. I certainly would stay away from a Roth conversion, though, because that's at your income. It's not going to make a lot of sense.
Sure. Okay. 833-856-1384. Josie, give us a call. We would love to hear from you. Al is in Sanford, and he's wondering, I'm a little bit torn about how to approach my retirement planning. On one hand, I want to really understand all of the details about my plan, but I've talked to a couple of financial advisors who act like I should just let them handle all the details. Am I being a control freak by wanting to know about everything that's going on?
Well, you know, Al, it depends. I mean, I certainly you want to know what's going on with your accounts. So I don't think you're being a control freak because you want to have an understanding of what's going on. But at some point, too, depending on, you know, what you want the advisor to do, you have to give up a little bit of control. And, you know, what somebody in your situation, Al, can do, and I've had many clients do this, you know, they're clients that have done a lot and handled a lot themselves, is that, you know, they'll give me what they are comfortable doing and sort of test the waters. And, you know, we can do it that way. You know, certainly, like I said, with us specifically, education is big. So we're not just doing things without telling you what's going on. You're going to have a good understanding of what we see and why we're doing what we're doing. But, you know, on that note, you would give us some of the money that you wanted to just kind of test the waters with, and then just keep taking care of the stuff you have. You know, and eventually what happens is if you're comfortable, you can put more money into an account that we're managing for you. So I don't think you're being a control freak, but I think it's good to know what's going on. So I don't, you know, certainly find that as a fault, because, you know, I mean, it's your money you've worked hard for. So you certainly want to know what's going on with it and, you know, what the plans are.
Well, it's good that he even wants to know. I mean, because some people I know would just kind of put blinders on and say, just do it.
That happens a lot. And, you know, what happens in that situation sometimes, though, is that, you know, they don't understand something that happened. And, you know, it's because, you know, they didn't want to go over everything. So you sort of, you know, when you went over something, either it just went over their head or they just didn't remember the conversation. So you got to kind of revisit it and tell them, well, this is what we talked about and this is what's happening and this and that. So the more you know, the better. And it'll obviously answer a lot of questions in the future sometimes, because if you have a good understanding, you might understand a little bit better about what's going on.
Sure. All right. Rick is in Casco. He says, can you explain the living benefit on life insurance? I never thought of life insurance as anything but a death benefit, so I'm curious as to how this works. I think a lot of us thought of life insurance like that.
Yeah, that's the most important thing is the death benefit. But it's like anything over the years. Life insurance has gotten much more it's gotten much more substantial. There's many, many more benefits to life insurance. You actually also have life insurance, long-term care insurance, hybrid policies out there as well, which incorporate both, which is another good benefit. But some of the living benefits you have on a life insurance, which you'll see on a lot of life insurance policies these days, are what's called an accelerated death benefit rider. And that basically allows somebody, for most policies, if you have a terminal illness or sometimes even a chronic illness, you can have access to a percentage of the death benefit upfront. And so this can come into play specifically if you've got unfortunate news that you won't be around much longer and you have terminal and you want to plan for a funeral or whatever it may be, and you want to do something with that money now, you do have access to that money up front through the living benefits. Mm-hmm. The other thing is they have a return of premium, which is a great living benefit. And so, different policies, different companies have different ways to do that. But, some of them, they'll allow you, so let's say a 30-year policy, they'll allow you at each anniversary to get a return of your premium and cancel the policy if you want. So let's say 10, 15, 20, some of them every 5 years after that, you can get the money back if you'd like, if you don't feel like you need it any longer. That's a good option because let's just say you have a 30-year policy, and the reason you had that was sort of, to protect your kids when they were younger. And now your kids are older and you just really don't need the policy anymore. Now you have the option to get the money back. And so that's another living benefit. Now, do keep in mind that with that sort of benefit, there was a little bit more of an increase in price in the premiums. And that does come into play as well. But that's another example. And then you have your disability waiver of premium. That's one that most policies do carry, or they will if you pay a little bit extra. And that'll basically, it's just like the name says, if you are disabled, it'll continue to pay your premium for you. So you don't have to worry about running out of, not being able to afford to pay it.
All right.
So yeah, there's a lot of benefits there.
So, Rick, give us a call. It's 833-856-1384. George is next. He says, I am 62 years old, and my retirement account is heavily invested in short-term investments. I plan to retire in 4 years. Is this an appropriate time to move some of that into stocks and bonds?
Yeah, I would think so. After you fill out a risk assessment, and we understand where you are risk-wise, we look at your income. This is what I would do if you came in to see us, George, is, we would have you have a conversation. We would have you fill out a risk assessment and really talk about, what your retirement plans look like. And then we would start to figure out an investment plan. But you certainly are going to miss the boat a little bit. I wouldn't say have everything in stocks and bonds. Absolutely not. But it has its place and you are missing out by not having anything there. So I think it makes sense to start to move stuff in that direction as long as you have a good plan in place.
So when he talks about short-term investments, so what might that be? I mean, we don't know, but what?
Maybe short-term treasuries is what
okay.
That's sort of what I'm thinking. I mean, it's short-term investments. I'm thinking short-term treasuries.
Sure.
The two-year is I think it's over 5% right now. So I get for having money in there. But what happens is you miss out on the swings in the market when the market starts going up. And, so it's good to incorporate both. Right.
Right.
Have some in that short term, but you certainly should have some in the stocks and bonds as well.
Sure. And again, the bond market, that has certainly been weird the last couple of years, certainly the last 18 months, huh?
Yeah, the bond market hasn't been, I guess, great. And so, certainly I would keep less out of the bond market, more in the stock market.
Sure.
We have other things that we would do with somebody, George, for example, there are products out there that we sort of replace bond holdings with. We call them fixed indexed annuities. The reason why people typically will go into bonds and most money managers do incorporate them is because they add a level of safety, not a good level of return, but a level of safety. And you're sacrificing some return with the idea that you're going to have some safety built in there. But last year was a good example of that not being the case. And, the corporate Barclay bond index was down about, I believe, something like 13% last year. So, we do use bonds. We absolutely use bonds and they still have their place, but we do sort of replace some bonds with a fixed indexed annuity sometimes because it makes sense. That adds actually a true level of safety And so you don't have to worry about any sort of drawdown in those accounts.
Okay. 833-856-1384. And on that note, we're going to have to wrap it up here one more time. We're going to invite folks to call and wrap it up.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
That sounds great, folks. There's no cost. There's no obligation for you to get a better handle on your financial situation. Now, find out what your investments are really costing you if you don't know. Could there be high fees or commissions that you're unaware of? What about future tax implications? And we want to generate income that will move you all the way through retirement. 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384. Well, Derek, as always, a pleasure to be here. And I know we only get to talk every couple of weeks, but we will reconvene in a couple of weeks. How's that?
It sounds good, Steve. I'm looking forward to speaking with you again.
And we want to thank everybody for listening. We really do appreciate it. And we're going to come back next week with new topics and questions and more here on Financial Safari with Derek Hewitt.
Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, hereafter known as Foundations, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and not necessarily those of Foundations and its affiliates. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer to sell any securities or represent an express or implied opinion or endorsement of any specific investment, opportunity, offering, or issuer. Any discussion of performance or returns is not indicative of future results. Any discussions of specific strategies are for informational purposes only and have been provided to help determine whether they may be appropriate for your specific situation. If applicable, the primary goal in converting retirement assets into a Roth IRA is to reduce the future tax liability on the distributions you take in retirement or on the distributions of your beneficiaries. Each individual investor situation is different, and ideas provided may not be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Foundations only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. Nothing herein constitutes a recommendation that any security, portfolio of securities, or investment strategy is suitable for any person. No legal or tax advice is provided. Please review your retirement, tax, and legacy planning strategies with a legal or tax professional before transacting or implementing any strategy discussed herein. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to investment advisory products. Rates and guarantees provided by insurance products and annuities are subject to the financial strength of the issuing insurance company, not guaranteed by any bank or the FDIC. This is not endorsed or affiliated with the Social Security Administration, any federal Medicare program, or any U.S. government agency. If applicable, we do not offer every plan available in your area. Any information we provide is limited to those plans we do offer in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all of your options. All rights reserved.